The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All of us in self-quarantine, we've asked people, go check on your elderly neighbors. There was one woman, 93 years old, all by herself. She's standing in her window with a dry erase board pleading for beer. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I want to hang out with this lady.
I know. She's from Pennsylvania. Again, she's 93-year-old Olive Veronese, and she lives by herself.
Her name sounds old.
Olive. Olive says, I need some cerveza, people. Okay, she stands there in her window because people do walk by and wave at her every day. You know, we're always encouraging people to check on their elderly neighbors, say hello from the street, from a safe distance. So one day, a neighbor walking by who usually waved to Miss Olive noticed she was holding a dry erase board that read, I need more beer.
Beer.
So she took the photo and put it up on her Facebook page. And, well, Molson Coors took notice. After 500,000 shares, the Facebook post went way viral. Coors decided to send her 150 Coors Light beers to the home of Miss Olive.
That's enough for a party right there.
Let me tell you, so the neighbor walks back by, and she changed her dry erase board to, I got beer. Holding up the Coors Light can.
Well, let young Olive know if she's looking for a sugar baby. I'll gladly stand on the other side of her window.
Coors Light released a statement, and they say Miss Olive has a standing offer for more Coors Light whenever she's ready for a restock. How kind of them.
Round of applause for Coors Light for stepping up and doing something positive right now in this time of need.
150 beers, though, is kind of excessive.
Okay, Automatic, let me tell you, I kind of agree with you. But since we can do this luxury request from our window with our dry erase board, I'm asking for someone to come dye my roots. Look, I love roots. I've got gray hair, for anyone who doesn't know. My hair is entirely gray, and I love roots. But this
Your hair is dyed gray, though.
Yes, it's dyed gray. Yes, yes, my whole hair is dyed gray. My real hair is dark. And it's getting out of hand. These black Mexican roots, they get long. So that would be my luxury wish.
Oh, my God. What about you, Automatic?
For me, I'm going to ask for a plane ticket. But only plane tickets for just me. Because I'm so used to going out on the weekends by myself for the past 10 years that I just need a little alone.
You're leaving me?
I need a little alone time. I need a little... 10 years I've been going out every single weekend by myself, and I've been stuck at home now for a very long time.
You getting your alone time tonight when you sleep on the couch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think? We actually have a man who needs some advice here on the Dana Cortez Show. He says, Dana, I got a serious question. I'm with a girl, and she's all for the American dream. She's ready to get married, have kids, buy a house, live that good life. But she's got one rule, and that is she's not getting rid of her last names, and she won't take my name, as she refuses to give my name to our kids. So I'm lost. I feel like I got sold out on the American dream. What do you guys think? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I came up with a few reasons why a woman might not want to take her fiancé, her future husband's last name. But before I give you the reasons I believe that she might have, I'd like to talk to DJ Automatic and Anthony A, since it's what guys think.
Let's unpack it a little bit. So she has multiple last names already? It sounds like she was married before, or?
No,
she's probably Mexican. She probably has like hyphenated last names.
Why are you assuming? You don't assume that she's Latina, right? You don't know. She could be Williams Jones.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right, okay.
So let's
hypothetically assume she's William Jones.
I'm gonna
rock with that. All right. So hypothetically assuming she's William Jones already by birth.
Yeah.
Now, for me, as a man, if you want to keep your last name, that's fine. I don't really agree with that anyway. But it's not enough to call off a wedding or a proposal. But telling me that my kids, the next in kin, my offspring, aren't gonna be able to carry my name, I ain't with it. At all.
What's going to keep you immortal?
Yeah, like that's something as a man that has, for as long as you've been daydreaming of a wedding, I've been daydreaming of a little man carrying my last name, playing football, doing all that stuff. So, that's enough for me to call it off. So, my man who wrote in, like, if it's that big of a deal for you, I think it's something you really got to kind of reanalyze.
I was actually in this situation. So, before I was married to Dana Cortez, I had a long-term relationship with a girl, a Mexican girl, who had a Mexican last name. And she told me there is no way in hell she was going to take my white last name and that our kids would have hyphenated last names.
So they can have the Mexican heritage in
their
name.
Which I was fine with. I was fine with her having her hyphenated name. She could have that. But the kids? Kids are mine.
The kids are hers too.
Okay. And I'm sure, you know, that she could teach them Spanish so everybody can know they're Mexican. But I'm just telling you right now, if it's my kid, it's getting my last name, and that is a deal breaker, and it was a deal breaker, and guess what? I'm not with her anymore.
Yeah, but we never talked about that kind of thing.
Because you never brought it up. It would have been a big deal.
Well, I didn't even think about that, to be honest. It's not something that ever crossed my mind. When you asked me to marry you, I thought I was never going to get married again, and to be honest, I'm so happy that you asked, because I think I said this just the other day. You filled a hole in my heart I didn't even know I had. You know, I'm very happy, and I like having your last name, but not every woman feels that way, and I completely understand why. I put together a few reasons why a woman might not want to take her fiancé, future husband's last name.
I can't wait to hear these.
And might want to even give a piece of her name to the children as well. And I think because you're both very intelligent men, DJ Automatic, Anthony A., and we have nothing but intelligent men listening to the show, obviously, I think they'll agree. So I'll give you the three reasons why a woman might not take your last name when you get married when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What guys think?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's What Guys Think comes from the Dana Cortez Show Instagram. And a gentleman says, I got a serious question. Met a girl. I'm in love. She's all about the American dream like me. She wants to get married, have kids. But one rule, she's not taking my last name and says neither will our kids. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And before, you know, we took that little break, Anthony A and DJ Automatic both said, no, 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 that's not okay. Or actually, you said, Automatic, you've been through this and you were fine with her not taking
your last
name. Yeah,
she can keep her last name, hyphenated last name. That's fine. She's got to have at least half my last name.
And your ex-girlfriend was Mexican.
Yes.
Okay, and she was
But like the kids, that's a deal breaker. They're getting my last name. They're my kids.
But they're her kids too.
I know they are.
You keep saying that.
But I just feel like...
Try carrying that baby 9 months and come back.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a certain level of disrespect by not taking your father's name.
I mean, if you're as a man, that's what you do look forward to. You may not look forward to the wedding and the ceremony and the vows, but you definitely look forward to having a family, having a wife, and having the kids, and having them with your last name. So it's just as important to us as it is to you guys for your wedding. So
I can't believe you said... We're not looking forward to the wedding.
But we're not.
I don't care about
but
no wedding.
But do we want those kids to carry our name on?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a few reasons why a woman might not want to take your last name. Number one, you know, you're two separate people. You met your individuals.
Well, obviously.
Okay, well, what if this woman loves him for who he is and wants him to love her for who she is, and they keep those identities? So often, people in marriages lose their own identity and they start to cater to one person or the other. Why not keep that separate? And it's still love. It doesn't change anything.
Aren't you coming together to become one family?
Yeah, you're still a family.
Not a hyphenated family?
No. Like I said, you're still individuals. Sometimes you see someone getting unhappy because they have to cater so much to this person and the other person. It's a reminder to stay yourself. Okay, that's one reason. Here's another reason. What about what Anthony A. said earlier? I'm a father. I want my boy to pass down my name. What if you don't have a son? You know, DJ Automatic, you're a girl dad.
Oh, yeah.
What if your daughter says, I'm going to carry my father's last name and my children will carry my father's last name for that specific reason?
My sister did that.
Exactly.
And I, you know what? I was okay with it.
Of course you were.
Her baby daddy's kind of a dummy.
So, well, it doesn't even have to do with the father of the child. It has everything to do with her son, the fact that she is raising him by herself. Why in the world?
But if they were married, I would have expected my nephew to have his last name.
I don't know about all that. I don't know. And then I had a girl.
It does speak something that she's single.
I had a woman who just sent me a
message.
She's
single, right?
Yeah.
Wait, and she, you know, my sister is very successful. She is single because I think sometimes.
Well, the dummy's intimidated.
Yeah, the guys get intimidated.
She got a PhD. He's dead. No, she has a doctorate, right?
Doctorate, yeah.
Okay, she's freaking intimidating. Well, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's intimidated by her. You just called him a dummy. I can't believe you called him a dummy. Well, what if
two fits.
What if, you know, this woman just sent me a message on Instagram. She's like, I lost my father. There's no way that I'm going to give up his last name. I'm his only child.
Oh, now you got to go tug at the heartstrings.
Well, because it's true. And then finally, you know what? I'm just going to be real. I mean, I did take your last name, DJ Automatic. I did all that. Of course, I'm still Dana Cortez on the radio because it would be stupid to change my, I guess, my on-air name. But that practice, it really originates from a time when marriage was a transfer of property from one man to another. And do we really have to go there? Marriage has evolved. It's different. You now have...
Aren't fathers giving away their daughters still?
Yeah, that's just part of the tradition. You're not giving...
Okay,
you don't have to give away your name.
You want to keep the tradition, right?
No, but what then that means you would have had to pay for me.
Okay,
I mean, I pretty much do.
No, that's not true.
What you're saying, right? I hear what you're saying and everything. Okay, this goes back to... a bad time in history,
medieval
or whatever,
times.
Whatever, yeah. Right?
It's true.
But this man
not medieval
is
times.
Still,
it happens right now in parts of the world.
But this man is still hurt. That's not the dream that he was sold. He wants his last name, so what should he do?
Well, I think he puts his foot down and he says, well, you got to meet me halfway. Because at the end of the day, when you do come together, like Automatic and I said a little earlier, it's still a partnership. It's not just one way. It's not just my way. It's not just your way. It's our way. So if she can't come to an understanding, you shouldn't be marrying her in the first place. Because as you marry and you come together, this is together 100% all the way for one another. And every person has to bend a little in a relationship or it won't work. You know what we need? We need everybody to weigh in on this one. Let's take this to social media. How would you feel if your fiance said, not taking your last name and neither are our children? At Dana Cortez on Instagram. You on Facebook. Go to Dana Cortez Show. Let's continue the convo online. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Just like America, everyone all over the world, you know, suffering COVID-19. And Italy, they're continuing their efforts to stop the spread of coronavirus. And some unexpected citizens have stepped up to the plate. The Mafia. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so according to The Guardian, the organized crime group has reportedly been seen delivering goods to some of the country's poorest areas.
Round of applause. No other choice but to applaud this Robin Hood act by La Costa Nostra, if you may.
Forget about it.
What was that?
That was a really bad, really bad
Automatic
Italian mobster guy.
We need that again with some effort.
Forget about it.
That was even worse than the first time. Automatic, that was even worse.
I have
worse.
No future inside the mafia.
Yeah, for a plethora of reasons. For one, you're not Italian.
Forget about it.
Okay, enough of your mobster dreams. Let's go back to the story here. There's also a warning coming from the cops in Italy. Okay, they're saying for a month, you know, shops, cafes, restaurants, pubs have been closed. And the bosses know that in order to govern, they need to take over these territories.
All our people are businessmen. Their loyalty is based on that.
So this isn't just a do-good kind of act. They expect a payback when all of these businesses open back up.
They wouldn't be the mafia if they didn't.
Would you take the mafia's money, though? I mean, you know what's coming after.
I don't know if they have a choice.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Do they write their names on the checks?
What checks? It's all cash.
Oh, my bad. It's all cash, right? Yeah, it's all money.
Whenever I think of the mafia, I think of gangster movies. Every one of us loves gangster movies. DJ Automatic, what's your favorite?
A Bronx Tale.
Everybody loves him, just like everybody loves you on the bus. It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same. People don't love him. They fear him. There's a difference.
Oh, A Bronx Tale. Great movie. I didn't even think about that one.
It's an amazing movie. Ah, if you haven't seen A Bronx Tale, go watch that.
Google that one. You got plenty of time. Go watch that one. Anthony A., favorite gangster movie?
I'm going to have to go with Casino. Why not?
Robert De Niro and Sharon Stone. This was a great one. Classic.
For guys like me, Las Vegas washes away your sins. It's like a morality car wash.
Joe Pesci was in Casino. And he's also is in my favorite gangster movie. In fact, I like to watch this one on weekends just for fun.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Goodfellas, come on. You got Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, you know, Joe Pesci. I never thought about this, but all these Italian mobster movies end with the same theme. Everybody ends up in jail. dead or ratting on each other.
It sounds like a Tekashi 6ix9ine movie in the making.
Except he's Mexican.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana comes from a woman named Toya, and she sent me an email through my Instagram account because she didn't really want her man to know what she was going to tell me, but then he found out what she told me. So anyway, he's listening right now. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's just call Toya.
You got her number?
She sent me her number so that she can explain exactly what it is she needs from the Dana Cortez Show.
Hello.
Is this Toya?
Who's this?
Miss Toya, this is Dana Cortez. How you doing?
Hey, Dana. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I thought I'd call you. You know, obviously, we've been going back and forth. Toya and I are friends. Let me introduce you to DJ Automatic and Anthony A.
What's up, Toya?
What's up, DJ Automatic and Anthony A? How y'all doing?
Good, dog. You sounded annoyed when she answered.
She didn't know who it was.
Like, yo, who
she
is
like, is this?
This
a robocall? Who is
I'm
this?
She thought you were the bill collector.
No, I'm not annoyed.
Toya, explain to me what's happening with you and your man.
Okay, so I've been with my dude for like 4 years now, and our relationship is pretty cool. We got a cool relationship, but the thing about it is we went and got our marriage license like a couple months ago, like I want to say like maybe a month or 2 months ago, and the agreement was once we got our marriage license to get married. And I know it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with this virus and stuff like that. I get it. I understand. But I kind of get frustrated and in my feelings sometimes because I be feeling like we just got our marriage license for no reason. I don't be feeling like he really want to take the step with me. You know, I feel like I'm on hold right now.
What does he say? What's his excuse? What does he tell you?
He just tells me like, oh, we're going to get married. I want to marry you. Like, he never denies it. He tells me all the time, like, I want to marry you. We talk about dates. And when I tell him that I want to pick a date, tells me we could pick a date, and like the date never happened. Like, for example, we can have a conversation and he'll tell me, oh, we'll go get married tomorrow. Well, tomorrow will come, and I'm looking like, okay, well, what are we doing? What, you know,
you're like, tomorrow's today. Tomorrow
right.
is today. What's the deal? So what do right. you want from your man right now? You want to get married today?
I think that'd be a brilliant
She wants
idea.
To make it romantic and fun and exciting.
Yeah, but, right.
And I think right now is, you know, he's probably a little bit worried about maybe having a job or, you know, not catching the coronavirus. There's a lot of things going on. And I think the way men think about marriage and the way women think about marriage is a little different. Because in his mind, I'm right. sure he feels like he's already married to her.
He does. He says we're already married. But to me, I feel like, don't put me on hold. If you got me on hold, then we should have waited to get the marriage license. In my mind, I was thinking, oh, we're going to get the marriage license. We're going to get married the next day. You know? And I'm not trying to be selfish or nothing. Because I love him, you know? And he loves me. And I know that he does. It's just the fact that this is something I've been waiting for my whole life. And this is a man that decided to make this dream come true. So why have me wait?
I love that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to come back with advice on both of you because I think Automatic had a good point, and I know Anthony's got some points to make. We can come together, right, as a couple and explain
right.
to them what they need to do so that they can get happily married forever and ever and live
yes.
together forever and ever this day forward. We'll come back with that advice when the Dana Cortez Show returns. That's next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I received a Dear Dana message from Toya, and this is what she's asking from the Dana Cortez Show.
Okay, so I've been with my dude for like 4 years now, and our relationship is pretty cool. We got a cool relationship, but the thing about it is we went and got our marriage license a couple months ago, like I want to say like maybe a month or 2 months ago, and the agreement was once we got our marriage license to get married. And I know it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with this virus and stuff like that. I get it. I understand. But I kind of get frustrated and in my feelings sometimes because I be feeling like we just got our marriage license for no reason. I don't be feeling like he really want to take the step with me.
I understand what she says. She said she's hurt. I mean, let's just break it down. She's hurt because he said, let's get this license, and now does not want to set a date
so
tomorrow.
She's hurt because they can't have an actual gathering and a wedding during
the
pandemic.
She didn't say nothing about a gathering or wedding. Don't put words into that woman's
mouth.
That's not what she said.
My confusion comes from if they already have the marriage license, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you can do given the circumstances that we're in. What more
and
can the man
like
do?
It sounds like they're technically married as of right now anyways.
First of all, Anthony A. a marriage license for you because you've never applied for a marriage license. Let me explain. You have to apply for a marriage license in order to say your I do's. Okay. So that has nothing to do.
You're saying you have to have a government okay in order to be married.
That's a real legally. Hot take from somebody who's married, DJ Automatic. I was married before and I never wanted to get married again until I met you. And I had so much guilt about that. I was like, why do I need the government? You know what? I don't know why. But when you asked me to marry you, I was so happy. And you fulfilled a part of my life I didn't even know that need filling.
Well, if we're talking about stories,
that I needed that.
Should be accurate and say you were married twice, right?
Before. Yes. I was married twice
before.
You're a professional.
I'm not knocking your expertise on this topic. I'm just a little novice to this.
Well, I'm knocking Automatic for being demeaning to this woman about needing the government.
I'm not demeaning to her.
Just said you need the government. Well, you needed the government.
He said he loves her. She acknowledged that. They already have a marriage license. There's a pandemic going on. They can take care of it later.
And she acknowledged that she's also in her feels.
She's hurt.
She's selfish is what she is.
I would say
selfish because she said, like she said, she wanted this her entire life. And just like most women, their goal in life is to get married.
Oh, my gosh. So, most women's goal.
Is it your goal?
You never thought about getting married? Just women think of that, huh?
No, I wanted to get married, too. And there's men that want to get married, too. But I'm just saying, you know, women are raised. They're given the princess fantasy. Disney sells them this whole fantasy.
That was back in the day. Now we have Maleficent, okay? And we have the Dana Cortez show. And here's my advice to you, Toya. This was 2 months ago when y'all got this license. We were in a completely different place in the country. So I do understand how you're in your feels. You're somewhat hurt right now. But what I want you to do is just wait until all of this passes, okay? This marriage license is going to be good for a little bit. Wait until it all passes. The day that we go back to somewhat normal, I don't know that we'll ever be the same, but the day the economy opens, why don't you and your honey sit down, select a date, and stick to it? But I do understand because off the air, Automatic's like, this man is worried about this and that. And she's worried about just making sure he still loves her. He loves you. Yeah. He does love you.
I think Automatic, what you're referencing, Dana, is a good point for a man who's looking to get married. You want to make sure you're secure in other areas, right, before you sign up for this. And it's an uncertain time for
everybody.
Thank you,
Anthony. So, yes.
I think he's really much into you. I just don't want her to flush this all down the toilet.
I want Toya to understand there's bigger fish to fry right now. And I know that, like I said, it's your dream to be married. It's going to happen someday, just not this week.
It's going to happen someday very soon. And I believe you and your fiance are going to live happily ever after. It's not a fairy tale. It's facts. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. You ever got something you want to talk about on Dear Dana? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Send me a message.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've received hundreds of messages from people who say they can't get through to their local unemployment office. The website keeps crashing. So we've reached out to several politicians, and the first one to say he's willing to help you is Congressman Joaquin Castro. And I'm so excited he's here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, you know, obviously he's a congressman from Texas, but I explained to him, look, this is coming from all over the country. And he understands that. And since he's privileged to information on a federal level, I thought it would be good for him to answer questions.
It was very informative for me to hear him speak, not really as a politician, but he told us a story about his friend who he went to middle school with, tried calling over 100 times. So, like, was talking about it from, like, a perspective of, like, I got people going through this as well, too. So it was really informative for me.
You know, we did the Instagram live with him. His phone was just ringing and ringing off the hook. He's taking phone calls from his constituents, from local people, because he's like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Serve my people. And when it comes to unemployment, what's the best way to get through, whether it's on a phone or the website? Here's Congressman Castro explaining how you can get it done quicker.
In the last 2 weeks, we've gotten about 2,000 calls and emails from people. Most of those folks are filing, they're trying to file for unemployment. I got a message this morning from somebody I went to middle school with who told me that she had called the Texas Workforce Commission 103 times. And then finally got through, and she got through and then was sent somewhere else and I think got disconnected also. So here's my advice. I mean, keep in your own state, whether you're in Texas or somewhere else, keep trying, but also reach out to your elected officials, whether it's your state representative, your member of Congress, because the state governments have what are called liaisons to other governments. So, for example, the state government has a liaison to the members of Congress. We can call that person on your behalf and say, hey, this person is having a problem getting through. will you please take their case, look at their case right now. So reach out to your other elected officials to see if they can help.
So let's call your local politicians. That's what you have to do. Reach out, find out who they are. And if you don't know who they are, now's the time to remember how important it is for you to be involved in local politics. Yes, we all want to vote for the president. The national voting, everybody lines up. But your local politicians have more of a say-so in your everyday life. They are the most important people when it comes to politics. So please get involved. Register to vote. Ladies, it's only been 100 years this August that we women were allowed to vote. We're celebrating the 19th Amendment in August this year. And don't throw away what your grandma and your great-grandma fought so hard for, your right to vote.
And if you're just having problems getting through with the unemployment people and you're a little frustrated, don't give up, man. Stay there. Stay the course. And if you need somebody to talk to, we're here for that.
Yep. Stay positive.
And another thing, a lot of people are like, you know, I don't want to do that. Don't you dare be ashamed. That's your money. Nobody's giving you money. That's your money that you're going to be getting back. So file, and you can get all the information you need by watching this interview on YouTube. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Dana Cortez Show, and you can watch it from beginning to end. We'll be right back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's one thing for your wife or fiance to say she doesn't want to take your name, but for her to say that her children or your children aren't going to bear your name either? It's a whole nother ball game. Let's get right into it right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, Sir DJ Automatic. And today we're talking about our What Guys Think Thursday topic. A man wrote into Dana and said this is the situation he's in love with his wife. A great situation going on. The only thing is, she doesn't want, when they get married, they're engaged, when they get married, she doesn't want to take his name or doesn't want the children to have his name. She wants them to have her name. And he feels a little bit lost.
I feel like he's getting punked.
Do you feel that too, bro?
I feel like she's kind of pushing him around. Like, she's going to, like, we're going to do it my way or the highway. And I think he needs to put his foot down. I think because there's no way I'm having children with this woman and they're not going to have my name. That period. First, she can keep her name.
I want to shout both of them out, though, for having protected, safe sex, too. Right, it's a planned situation. It's a planned situation.
I've never been a part of.
So shout out to that. But yeah, I couldn't do it, dog. If that is something like that's a very serious thing. Yeah, like, we kind of joked around with it today. But as a man, come on, dog. Oh, yeah. I need that.
And especially if you're planning the children.
Big question though, Automatic. Is it worth calling off the engagement and calling off the wedding?
I don't know. That's a tough situation because obviously he loves the woman. I think he just needs to express to her the way he really feels. Like, he feels like it's an attack on his manhood.
Oh, nice. Let us know what y'all think about that. At AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic, at Dana Cortez Show on IG. And the other topic we covered during our SOS Sick of Single, which is sick of quarantine, basically, at this point, is we talked about how to properly leave when breaking up, and we referenced the Jeff Bezos divorce with his wife, Mackenzie.
Oh.
All right. Now, they got us to talking about
she
things.
She got a lot more than most people.
Automatic. Have you ever forgot something at an ex's house that you wish you could have got back and picked up?
Oh, it definitely wasn't hundreds of millions of dollars, but my North Face bubble coat.
Oh!
You know those things are dope.
Dude, you had a bubble coat?
Yes, North Face bubble coat. And I left it at my girlfriend's house that I was with before Dana and never got it back. And I'm sure her new boyfriend or whoever she's with is probably rocking it right now. Or maybe she sleeps.
Running around feeling like P. Diddy. I'm going to have to go with, I've talked about it many times, my LeBron James Dry Fit basketball Nike shorts. They're $65 for some basketball shorts. And shout out to the man wearing them right now. I think her new boyfriend is Derek. So shout out to him, rocking them. Let us know if there's something you ever left behind at an ex's house that you desire and you want right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.